is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Jakarta Provincial Government has affirmed its readiness to host the World Cities Culture Forum in 2027, where 55 cities from six continents will exchange views on cultural development and creativity for urban growth. Jakarta Deputy Governor Rano Karno conveyed this enthusiasm during his participation in the World Cities Culture Forum in Jakarta on Friday. Moving on to Indonesian Foreign Ministry that signed an MOU to enhance protection and services for Indonesian migrant workers by integrating migrant workers' data between the two ministries with Ministry of Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection. He made the statement according to a remark from the Ministry of Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection in Jakarta on Friday. The minister hopes the collaboration will benefit Indonesian migrant workers, particularly in terms of services and protection. And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It is 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time, so it is time for Indonesia Today, also broadcast on RRI Net, accessible on rri.co.id, besides voinews.id, and of course RRI Digital mobile app. Now with me, Rahma, on Indonesia Today broadcast on RRI Net, that will be providing you with the latest news from Indonesia, updates, and also music to brighten up your fabulous Friday. And later we'll be also presenting to you a VOI talk, talking about a special event on Sulawesi Island. So make sure you keep tuning in on the program Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Puasa joli menjalin cinta, cinta bersemi dari SMA. Kali kan datang mengikat janji, janji setia, setia abadi. Oh Dani, oh karena cintamu abadi. Wahai Gali, Tuhan yang menang. dari SMA. Kalian pernah mengikat janji, janji setia, setia abadi. Dari Christianity hosted important events with its innate hospitality. Exotic culinary delights. The sea is marvelous. Famous among divers. Cherished by the locals. This is the life. That blends the old and the new. That does not forget natural wonders. An adventure of its own. Easily accessible. Still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia. Thank you.
at RA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
England's Gaming Venture of Indonesia at RA Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RA Digital.
Voice of Indonesia. E-O-R-A.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll be presenting a talk about Metike, which is the largest and longest low tide phenomenon that occurs in the Kei Islands from October to December. The most extreme low tides can reach 2 kilometers from the shoreline, so it's not surprising that many consider this a potential tsunami hazard. However, this has become a common sight for the K people, who call it Met F in the K language. The Southeast Maluku Regency government in Indonesia has now packaged this phenomenon as an annual event titled Metike Charm Festival. So to find out more about this event, about this festival, let's talk and ask Mr. Budi Taufik Empar as the Secretary of the Southeast Maluku Tourism Office. Good afternoon from Jakarta, Pak Budi.
Yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon from Kei Island, Southeast Maluku Regency.
It's very a pleasure for us to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us. And as I mentioned and explained before to our listeners and viewers, but we'd like to know more about the Metike Festival. It is, what could you explain?
Okay, Metike is actually derived from the Met F in the local languages and translated in Indonesian language. Metike is the season in which the people on the whole part of Kei will go to the shore and take a special harvest like a fish and a sheep, cucumber, and any other sea corpse. So in these times, the relatives and the family will gathering together and as a party. Maybe in a long time they never met, and this time they use the time for gathering, family gathering. So that's why the Metike season is a very special for the whole part of gay people like this. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's so interesting and agenda that are so much awaited by the people from the festival?
Okay, let me explain and describe about the all programs on festival Pesona Metike today, 2021. First of all, we have a cultural carnival. We'll start on 20 October, okay? And then we have a dragon boat competitions. And we will have economic creativity exhibitions. And then we have another kind of world, we call it funkulkrat. It's a spear fishing, but just a small fish, endemic fish in the name of the village of Kelser. And then very spectacular, awaited by all people and include for the special guests or travelers who come to the case at the time, is what we call werwarat, where people and the villagers and the whole people will take a part in werwarat. They sprayed the Yangkagan water and the blue sea, and they pull it together, and many fish come to the shore and they thumb it and they spear it and take it. So it's really special, yeah, for the whole people. And now, because the moment and the festival now joined in the Ministry of Tourism event, we call Karisma Event Nusantara. So to be very popular in the whole part of the world, in the America and Australia and Europe. So maybe next time you have to visit to the Kei Island to enjoy this special moment. gate.
Wow, sounds so exciting. Who is involved in this festival? With whom the organizing committee collaborate?
Okay, of course, we can do it ourselves. We need any parties to support us, like a sponsorship, and of course the local government, our Bupati or our regions are very supportive. And then the local people, then we collaborate with, you know, with the school and the academy and the community. We all join in one community or festival Persona Medike, and we divided our duty, who arrange what, who arrange like a carnival, and they serve the special ceremony where we are. So let's say that involve many people take part in this to prepare the festival Medike. Yeah.
Okay, and about the location, where is the exact festival held?
Okay, we will held the events on Ohililir Beach, so we call Bur Samadans, nearby to the Bur Blot, so it's very popular with the white sandy beach in the woods, and one of the main purpose of this event is how to create and promote any other tourist destination to be popular. Okay, Bur Blot in the nearby is very popular, so we local government try from this event we can promote other tourist attractions. So that's why in this year 2025 we choose in Ohililir Beach, very beautiful beach as well.
Wow, yeah. Never been there. Hopefully,
you have to come here. Okay, yeah.
Okay, every year has a different place to hold this festival.
Yes. Okay. As I say before, that the main purpose of this event is to promote any other tourist objects. Okay, and then to promote our cultural heritage. So every part of K is very beautiful, so we have to give the same opportunity to the people, to the any other tourist subject to be promoted, and of course will be promoted at the time. Yeah.
Okay, any difference from the previous years? This year's festival, any difference or special thing?
Yeah, special things. Okay, we focus on the what we call how to gathering in local name we call Tabatunet, and we try to go to the beach the whole part in the same time, so we make it really the party of the part of the people on October, so every people will involve. And okay, another interesting thing is many people and government from Papua will be joined, like let's say that from Mimika and Sorong, Manokwari, and the eastern Papua, they come and join with this time in this event, and also another region from all part of Maluku will join in this event. So of course will be spectacular.
Wow, yeah. Will be so lively, absolutely. Yes. What actually how the story began, so this phenomenon can turn into a festival?
Okay, I try to tell you that based on the name given, Medike. Okay, Medike is very popular and will be missed by the old people from K. It's very interesting. That's why the local government from the tourism office, we try to create this event. Okay, we try to create this event, and finally become very popular. We start from 2016, and then until now, and to be as a part of the program of Ministry of Tourism since 2021. Join as the national event, so this is we have a very long period and long time to process about how to promote this event. Okay, and finally we can join a national event. So, of course, we are very proud of this achievement, and of course, we try to maintain to keep it. But another time, we have to increase our level of event. So, of course, we need many broadcasting, many information for all media to build up this event as the one of the culture, very popular culture in the world. Okay, yeah.
Yes, absolutely, especially through Voice of Indonesia.
Yes, of course.
Which brings great things from Indonesia to the world.
Okay.
And what about the preparation so far?
Yeah, the last 2 hours before, there is another media asked me what about the preparation. Yeah, now we, let's say that 45%. No, 85%.
85.
Okay, 50. Another 50% is how to help the moment. But everything's about the stage and the preparation of the whole part of the villagers to be the venue of the event is okay now. Yeah, we're ready to carry out this event.
It's all done. Okay, and this is a festival held annually every year, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Seeing the previous years, maybe any like preparations to be faced to handle challenges or obstacles?
Yes, of course. nothing running smoothly. Yeah, of course. But we face with another obstacles, but we have information from time to times, okay, and we have to inform many people based on their capabilities, of course, and we fight challenge. And one thing where in this event, even this national and national as a part of national event, but for all of the artists and artisans from Kei Islands, because we want to blow up the artists, and we have to promote local artists to be a national artist, and include for the dancer, the everything we join the local product, and of course we try to treat all obstacles by communication and of course networking. The one problem is about the course promotions, but this year we are supported by many like RRI, YouTuber, influencer, try to afford. And then, talking about human resources, of course, human resources, because to create event is not easy as we imagine, okay? We need the expert to help us and guidance. The one thing is about how to tell about the impact. The data analysis, of course, we need expert to help support us. And this year we will collaborate with from university to help us. They have a special duty to escort us to work with us as a data analysis, include for the how the spreading of money, the benefit, and of course the rate of visiting, and of course we have this I think some obstacles that I told you, promotion and human resources, and of course the specialist pool to handling us on this event.
Wow, completely involve all of the elements of societies.
Yes.
Okay, Pak Budi, the last statement please, what would you like to say to our listeners and viewers who happen to be in Indonesia, probably on what date once again?
Okay. I want to say that Kei is the surga pantai dunia of the world, which is the world, and then Kei is comfort to visit. Kei is support, safe to visit, and please join this special event. Not go anywhere. Not go to abroad. Indonesia saja sudah cukup. Indonesia is enough, and the beauty of Indonesia are in Kei Island. Thank you.
Okay.
Actually, of course.
There is a hashtag di Indonesia aja.
Di Indonesia aja.
Or just come to Indonesia to Southeast Maluku for the festival of Meti Kei. All right, Pak Budi Taufi. the Secretary of the Southeast Maluku Tourism Office, also as the Chairman of METI K Charm Festival Committee. Thank you so much for your time for sharing about this festival. Hopefully the festival will be running smoothly and promote the local and national pride of Indonesia. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. A special greeting from K Islands. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, listener, that's our today's VOI talk on the Festival of METI K. If you happen to be in Indonesia, make sure you mark your calendar and see for yourself the wonderful festival and also the wonderful Southeast Maluku. We'll be back with more inspiring talks only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jadinya hati yang terbagi di separuh perjalananku, rusaklah sudah cinta putih ini, keinginan tiada sejalan dengan kenyataan hidup. Betapa ku pasrahkan hatiku, betapa aku mencintaimu. Tapi apa yang kau beri untukku, kau tukar semua dengan luka dan kesakitanku. Hias hati sebisa dirimu mengkhianati, karena ku pastikan kelak mohon aku untuk kembali padamu lagi. Betapa ku pasrahkan hatiku, betapa aku mencintaimu. Tapi apa yang kau beri untukku, kau tukar semua dengan luka dan kesakitanku. Hianati sebisa dirimu mengkhianati, kembali padamu lagi. Sebisa dirimu mengkhianati, karena ku pastikan kelakar pintaku. Mohon aku, ingin aku untuk kembali padamu. Khianati aku, oh, oh, oh. Khianati aku, khianati aku, oh, oh, oh,
oh. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, we meet again in the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago. This program is brought to you in information about traditional music instrument of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will discuss one of the traditional music instrument from North Sumatra called Hasabi. One thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Bataknese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Hasabi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high weight of musicality. Thank you.
tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before the new modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instruments is Hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinary elder people, and the skills of making Hasapi is passed down to their offsprings. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. It won Saharahap as Hasapi musicians' views that Hasapi has its own technique to be
played. Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakis musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Sa kapuna ina
Songs, from folk songs as well as western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tune. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re and the second one is for lo sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. These things make tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance place for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next edition of The Rhythm of the Indonesian Republic. Thank you.
motor naik ke tombol. Oh, dia tinggal naik ke tombol.
Thank you. apa jadinya hati yang terbagi di separuh perjalananku. Rusaklah sudah cinta putih ini, keinginan tiada sejalan dengan kenyataan hidup. Betapa ku pasrahkan hatiku, betapa aku mencintaimu. Tapi apa yang kau beri untukku, kau tukar semua dengan luka dan kesakitanku. Hias hati sebisa dirimu mengkhianati, karena ku pastikan kelak kau mohon aku untuk kembali padamu lagi. Betapa ku pasrahkan hatiku, betapa aku mencintaimu. Tapi apa yang kau beri untukku, kau tukar semua dengan luka dan kesakitanku. Hianati sebisa dirimu mengkhianati, karena ku pastikan kelak kau mohon aku untuk kembali padamu lagi. Sebisa dirimu mengkhianati, karena ku pastikan kelak kau pinta aku. Hianati aku, hianati aku, oh, oh, oh. Hianati aku, hianati aku, oh, oh,
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Have you heard of a night